Indulge an Attachment by Roger Walsh in Essential Spirituality. One of my meditation teachers was a man who had devoted many years to spiritual practice. He'd studied many spiritual texts, lived in monasteries under austere conditions, and done long meditation retreats. He'd some very deep experiences. Yet, in spite of all this, he still had one problem he'd not been able to overcome. He was utterly attached to sweets. In fact, he spent a significant amount of very little money he had buying them. Finally, one day, he went to the market with a large box. Going from one sweet stall to another, he filled the box with delicacies until his money ran out. Then he went home, laid the sweets on his table, and meditated. When his mind was clear, he took his first mouthful. Summoning all his awareness, he noted every aspect of the experience. He observed his eager anticipation as he reached for the first morsel, the sensations as the sweets filled his mouth, and the first taste of sweetness and the rush of pleasure that immediately raced through his mind. Then he watched himself swallow and immediately reach for more. Mouthful after mouthful, sweet after sweet, he continued to eat and observe. After a while, he began to notice a change. A sharp, sweet taste began to cloy rather than stimulate, and the rush of pleasure disappeared. Still, he continued eating and watching. Now the eager anticipation became distaste. The intense sweetness, which had initially seemed so exciting, now felt vaguely sickening, and the sight of the remaining sweets only increased the feeling. He continued to eat until he had to force himself to eat another sweet. By the time he got up from the table, he had cured his attachment to sweets forever. Of course, indulging in a craving is no guarantee of a cure. If it were, alcoholics would drink themselves sober instead of dead. However, when indulgence is used occasionally and skillfully, with careful awareness and in the context of a spiritual practice, it can sometimes be very valuable.